Welcome back to Passport to Identity. Let me just take a second and recap what we're trying to do in this session. We want to talk to you about manhood, because a key part of understanding your identity is to understand what it means to be a man. Now, back before the break, we looked at some of the confusion surrounding masculinity, and we started to answer the question, what does it mean to be a man? And there's a lot of people that want to answer that question for you today. But what we want you to understand is that the definitive answer can be found in God's Word. And if you look to the New Testament, there's a couple of verses in there that I think really sum up and focus the essence of manhood. Here's Pastor James MacDonald.
Well, you know, I was reading through 1 Corinthians, and I saw in chapter 16, verse 13, where he says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong." Now, that's awesome teaching. I mean, watch out for your family. Don't compromise what God's Word says. And I think that act like men means, well, how do you act like a man? Well, be watchful. Pay attention, yo. Look what's going on in your family. Look what's happening. You know, be on the job, front center. That's what it means to act like a man. Be watchful. And then I love this idea of stand firm in the faith. You know, something's been entrusted to us, the Word of God. Paul said to Timothy, guard the treasure that's been entrusted to you. And I want to entrust to my children and to my grandchildren the Word of God, undiluted, uncompromised. We don't need to cut off any corners. It doesn't need any updating. It's as strong and applicable as it's ever been. That's what stand firm in the faith means to me. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and then just be strong. And being strong means bearing the weight of leading my family. And so be watchful, be firm in the faith, act like men. But it's really interesting because as I was preaching that, I saw the men, you know, oh, yeah, be strong. But it's awesome because the next verse says, let all that you do be done in love. And we don't need some worldly distorted macho man. We need to be just as tenderhearted as we are strong. And I had to learn in some instances the hard way with my own kids that the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And that a tender-hearted, loving appeal to our children in the context of a strong and growing relationship with them takes us a lot further than a distorted macho version would. So can I put it all together? It's be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all that you do be done in love. That's where the power is.
I really love those verses. I come back to those time and time again. In fact, you might want to consider memorizing those verses. Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. Hiding God's word in your heart is one of the most important things you can do. In fact, we took this verse and we put it to music to help you memorize it. So turn in your journal to page 29. We've got an activity there for you to do while you listen to the song. And when the song's over, go ahead and press pause. There's some discussion questions for you to go through, and then we'll see you back after that. Be wise.